I'm Gene Randall. Russian political dissident Alexei Navalny is hospitalized in Berlin after being flown there today from Siberia on an ambulance aircraft. German doctors had traveled to the city of Omsk yesterday to evacuate Navalny, a longtime opponent of Russian President Vladimir Putin. The 44-year-old Navalny, a campaigner against corruption, collapsed on a flight to Moscow Thursday after drinking tea widely believed by his allies to have been laced with poison. After first saying he could not be evacuated because of his condition, and after Navalny's wife appealed to the Kremlin to intervene, the chief of the Siberian hospital relented, and Alexei Navalny at this hour is a patient at Berlin's Charité Hospital. Navalny backers who arranged the rescue flight say his condition is stable but worrying. South Korea says it's held talks in the city of Busan with a top Chinese diplomat, Yang Jiechi, a member of the Communist Party Politburo. Centered on trade, nuclear issues, and the response to the coronavirus, the talks involved the first South Korean visit by a high-level Beijing official since the pandemic erupted in China late last year. The two countries resumed exchanges last month when Seoul sent a ranking diplomat to China for a bilateral economic meeting. Two tropical storms expected to become hurricanes are headed for the Gulf of Mexico coast of the United States and should strengthen over the Gulf's warm waters at the same time. It is a rare weather event that could cause massive damage as the storms make landfall. The National Weather Service says there have never been two hurricanes in the U.S. Gulf simultaneously. The official word is that both current systems look on track to remain separate, but that any interaction between the two could heighten their intensity. The United States says it's suspending military cooperation with the African nation of Mali in response to the overthrow of President Ibrahim Boubacar Keïta. The ousting of Keïta this week has dismayed Mali's international partners, who fear it could further destabilize the former French colony, which is already battling a militant Islamist threat. This is VOA News. The six-member Gulf Cooperation Council today welcomed